into the judicial system. Thank Clara Paredes, representative of the Supreme Court of Justice of the Judiciary. With regards to the question on our judicial policy to provide special protection to children, the judiciary in 2020-2025, covering that period, carried out a number of strategies to defend children. Looking at the powers of the first instance courts on to combat femicide, sexual exploitation, people trafficking. What were the lines of action? Access to justice for children and the guidelines on accessibility and mobility, the registry, the specialisation of judges and training, the restitution of laws and articulation and institutional coordination. These were what we worked on. With these programmes, we also provided initial training for first instance judges, covering 745 judges. The speaker's going too fast, says the interpreter, reading from a text we do not have. There are specialised programmes for childhood and adolescents. This is a red text. Specialised programmes for children, which was four judges, covering 244 participants. Also initial training for children, persons working in juvenile courts for children in conflict with the law. We created other types of courts, including within these policies. If you look at the outcome of these policies, in addition to the training programs, we have provided access to justice through specialised bodies. We're in 47 courts scattered throughout the territory in different ways. 25 first instance courts for children and adolescents who are in conflict with the criminal law. Two first instance courts to monitor measures taken for children in conflict with the law. A court that has six judges, which is a first instance court, which deals with 24/7 with cases for adolescents in conflict with the criminal law, which is in the Department of Guatemala. Also a court with six judges, which is a first instance court for children's affairs, and 16 chambers for appeals court with powers to try cases. A and then Huehuetenango, we also have courts. We also have carried out a pilot plan for the implementation of the bringing cases to court via electronic means, and we are carrying out notifications through email. We've got video conference systems to provide access, to provide greater coverage, greater access. We also have interpreters to provide access for children to courts in the own language of the children. This has been, we've carried out interpretation and translation in the indigenous 46,497 cases between 2022 and 2024. 46,497. Closed circuit TV has been set up also to deal with children with sensitivity, involving a specialised psychological staff to support children so that they can feel comfortable to be able to make their statements. Also, Hogar Seguro, safe house. What progress has been made? Well, the proceedings have moved apace. We're now in the final stages in court to be able to hand down judicial decisions. So what have we done? A commitment avoiding maximum levels of institutionalization. We've coordinated with the various institutions on the rights to provide reparation. We have issued guarantees of non-reoccurrence in Hogar Seguro. We've provided reparation in terms of reparation. We've also contributed to strengthening the system so that the minor Maimi and Maiho With regards to deinstitutionalization, protection measures have been adopted for a number of options for placement. Protocols have been considered. We've established roadmaps for the deinstitutionalization of children. Currently, we're also carrying out institutionalization agreements with private organizations to be able to cater for the children. With regards to, there are new homes where minors are classified according to gender and age, and we also have specialized staff to be able to deal with them. We are providing reparation to victims and back to Hogar Seguro, safe house. There is a precedent. A decision was handed down wherein there is a guarantee of non-repetition of what happened in Hogar Seguro. It was the court laid down a roadmap for deinstitutionalization and guidelines as to how Article 9 of the Convention of the Rights of the Child should be implemented. We developed also the standards to combat the under-registration in institutionalizations. The speaker's going far too fast. We're also...
Estos convenios que se han dado con instituciones privadas. Muchas gracias.
I would like to ask all the speakers to speak slowly because it's very difficult for translators to follow. Thank you.